Sometimes on this show, we dive deep into some new piece of pop culture to grapple with its themes, its relevance, its meaning. But we know you, Cookie. Sometimes you just want us to recommend stuff to watch or to read or to listen to.
Or in this case, to play. We've got three ideas for great games you can pick up and play on the Nintendo Switch and other consoles. I'm Linda Holmes.
And I'm Glenn Weldon. And today we're just recommending some of our favorite video games on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. So don't go away.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc. Teladoc is here for you with 24/7 access to board-certified doctors who can diagnose and treat non-emergency conditions like sinus infections, allergies, rashes, and more. And Teladoc's doctors can, where authorized, call in a prescription to be filled at the pharmacy of your choice. Download the app today or visit teladoc.com/NPR.
Welcome back. You just met our own Linda Holmes. Hey, Linda.
Hey, Glenn. It's wonderful to be here with you.
All right, let's get right to it. What's the first game you're recommending and why?
Okay, so Glenn, do you remember at the beginning of the pandemic how there were people out there who said, I'm going to go watch Contagion?
Yes, I do.
I was one of the people who said, I would rather do literally anything else than watch Contagion. And yet, one of my favorite quarantine games is one that's called Two Point Hospital. Two Point Hospital is a hospital simulation game, similar to like Roller Coaster Tycoon, if it was like x-ray machines instead of roller coasters. The weird thing about it is, like, you know, you staff it up with doctors and nurses and assistants and janitors and things like that, and you have to train them and give them different skills. But then patients come in, people come in, they get treated. They do sometimes die, but the way that it's set up, they don't die of like real things. Uh-huh. Like the diseases are not like real diseases. They'll come in with like, you know, do you remember on The Office when they had the episode where they were all making up fake diseases for their health insurance provider and it was like hot dog fingers?
Right.
It's things like that. They'll come in with like animal magnetism is one thing that people can be diagnosed with. It's stuff like that. And if they die, they become a ghost. And then you have to have a janitor who is qualified to clean up ghosts with a dustbuster. So it's all very comedic. And for some reason, it has just scratched some itch for me. It just makes me laugh. It's British. So if you think British people are not also full of satire about the bureaucracy of hospitals, you would be wrong about that. It's a lot of fun. I like it a lot. Again, Two Point Hospital, it's available on a variety of platforms. It started off as a PC, Mac kind of game. It's now on the Switch. They're in the process of kind of moving it to consoles. So,
do you get involved with billing? Is billing a part of this game?
Billing is not part of it, although you do have a budget and, you know, you do gain or lose money. So, but there's nothing in it because it's British. There's nothing in it about like patients not paying you.
Right.
It's all just about like the budget in terms of the doctors that you're paying and the work that you're having done and the cost to build, for example, a new room specifically for treating clowns, which is a thing that you can build.
Oh, I'd let them die.
You treat them for various clown diseases, and then you can watch them walk around. You'll see all your patients walking around the hospital, and there'll be one clown with big floppy feet walking around. It's all very silly, but I like it very much.
Cool. Two Point Hospital, very cool. I mean, it occurs to me now that this is basically Tommy Westfall, the game.
kind of.
It's an 80s reference. It's a St. Elsewhere 80s reference for the kids out there.
It's true.
All right. My choice, I'm going old school with a game that originally came out in English for the Nintendo DS. Way back in 2005. Is 2005 old school? So if you were a Nintendo household, you've probably already played this game, at least one game in this franchise, because it was and remains hugely popular. But we weren't a Nintendo household. And so you can now, on the Nintendo Switch in the shop there, you can buy the first three games in this series all at once and have a hell of a lot of fun. I am, of course, talking about Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
Have played it.
So you know, you play this handsome, spiky-haired, wet-behind-the-ears defense attorney. You defend a series of very squirrely clients from a series of crooked, extremely pompous prosecutors. And then you argue the cases before a judge who strongly favors the prosecution. I mean, he doesn't have little hearts in his eyes whenever he looks over at them, but he might as well. The game is divided up into investigation days and trial days. And on investigation days, you, the lawyer, investigate the crime yourself. And on trial days, you listen to a witness testify, and then you get to cross-examine them sentence by sentence by either probing their statements further. And when you do that, press that button, you hear somebody say, "Hold it," your character saying it, and then when you confront them with a piece of evidence that you've collected that contradicts their testimony, this is the best part of the game. It shouts up with a word balloon going, objection, and you hear yourself say, objection, and that's a little tiny endorphin hit every time that happens. These antics you're going through are very, they're the kind of antics that would get you thrown out of a courtroom, like some kind of Franklin or Bash. But man, it's so much fun when your client goes free and the pompous opposing counsel is just spluttering and sweating and seething. It's so fun. Now, this is a 15-year-old game, right? Yeah. And it holds up remarkably well because it's not really computer graphics per se. It's animation. Well, it's not really animation. It's cartoons. And it's very crudely animated. Like, literally, the characters just cycle through a series of poses. But that very simplicity is what makes it feel kind of timeless. I love it. It's Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney. What do you think?
Well, there are dark things about this game. Like, there's some sad stories in this game. And I would just caution people, like, if you're looking for a 100% cheery, silly game like Two Point Hospital is, it has a few moments where it's a little gritty. Mm-hmm. You know, you might lose a friend from time to time. Have you played Aviary Attorney?
No, I haven't.
He's an attorney, but he's a bird.
Okay.
You have to just look out for Aviary Attorney. I'll just say it's very similar, but it's done in like old cartooning. You got to check it out.
All right. Birds and lawyers, my two passions, together at last. So what's your final game that you're recommending today?
So my other one that I'm recommending today, you know, I went with the hospital game that you can play kind of any, you know, on a variety of platforms. This is a much more specific Nintendo world kind of thing. I am recommending Paper Mario, The Origami King. Now, this is the newest sort of Mario adventure game. It's got Mario and Luigi and some of your old pals. I have always been kind of up and down on Mario games because I tend to get stuck somewhere and then I can't figure out what I'm supposed to do and I hate it. Uh-huh. This is one that's a little bit more stripped down. You have a little assistant that travels with you who you can pull out of your pocket and ask a question about what the heck you're supposed to do now, uh-huh, which makes a person like me who is not great at this kind of game much more comfortable. Basically, you move through a world in which you are a flat Paper Mario and the origami creatures are the bad guys. And so it has battles in it. You run into a monster and then you go into a totally different like battlefield thing and you got to fight them. There's some stuff with spatial awareness that's very challenging for me, mm-hmm, in figuring out how to beat them. You'll see what I mean when you get there. But it is really a lot of fun, and it is the Mario game with which I personally have spent the most pleasurable time without getting totally like frustrated by. So Paper Mario, The Origami King.
I played Super Paper Mario for the Wii, and I remember thinking this has a remarkable amount of mythology around it,
yeah,
for a game where you're just jumping on stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, spoiler alert, Mario has a rich mythology. That's a hot take. Hot take from Glenn Weldon.
Oh, but also, I can't believe I almost forgot to mention this. You personally, Glenn Weldon, have to play Paper Mario, The Origami King, because a big part of the game is that you collect confetti.
Uh-huh.
Like, you collect a cache of confetti. And then whenever you run into, like, a hole in the paper world, you press a button and you throw giant handfuls of confetti. And it is the most Rip Taylor thing that has ever happened in a video game. It's the best.
So that's Paper Mario, The Origami King. Thank you very much, Linda. We want to know what games you're playing on the Switch and other consoles right now, so find us at facebook.com/PCHH and on Twitter, PCHH. Brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for being here, Linda.
Thank you, Glenn.
And of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. And if you have a second and you're so inclined, please subscribe to our newsletter at npr.org/popculturenewsletter.
Today, it seems like everybody's got a bone to pick with the news. So it happens when somebody stops talking smack and just decides to wage all-out war.
First thing you do in an invasion, you eliminate the communications of the enemy.
And what happens if they win? Visit Stockton, California, for a story about a revolt against the mainstream media that's shaken up a city. From NPR's Invisibilia.